as advocacy groups take a victory lap for moving lawmakers to finally allow Medicare to negotiate lower prices for 10 widely used medicines, a new report details how the makers of those drugs have gouged billions of taxpayer and consumer dollars. Kyle Herrig with the group Accountable.us says drug makers have exploited U.S. patent laws to control prices for decades.
These kind of tactics keep prices high for the consumers and often lead to patients skipping doses, disproportionately affecting lower-income Black and Latin American communities.
Drug makers have routinely paid competitors to delay the introduction of cheaper generic versions of popular drugs. They've also kept prices high by resetting patent protections, by slightly altering a drug to secure a second patent. Drug companies have long argued that high prices are necessary to finance the development of new life-saving medicines. Even though U.S. taxpayers invested nearly $12 billion in the research and development of the drugs negotiated by Medicare, Herrick says pharmaceuticals have also flooded the courts to keep prices high.
So despite taking billions of taxpayer dollars for drug development, these big pharma companies unleashed an army of patent attorneys to keep life-saving medication exclusive and more expensive for seniors and other patients.
U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota worked with groups including AARP to push Congress to allow Medicare to use its purchasing power to bring down drug prices. She says medications don't work if you can't afford them.
It is fine to make profits, but not to the extent that you're actually hurting Americans' health. In the United States of America, no one should be forced to choose between filling their prescriptions or filling their grocery carts.
Eric Galatis reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.